Jesus' birth, is it just like any ordinary birth, or is he different? Our calendars are arranged from the time of his birth, before Christ, or after the year of the Lord, the way our calendars work. Is Jesus just a teacher? Is he just another great religious leader in the lines of Buddha and Muhammad and people like that? Or is he different? What we're going to do very briefly is look at some of the things that Matthew says in the first couple of chapters about Jesus, and looking particularly at what the Old Testament says in order to prove that he isn't just another person, but someone who is different. The first thing we see is that Jesus is descended from Abraham. Matthew begins with the family tree of Abraham, and Jesus is descended from him. And do you remember the great promise that was made to Abraham that through his seed or through his offspring, all nations on the earth will be blessed? And we can see since the time that Jesus has come, that has come true, that the gospel has spread across this world to many different nations. And indeed, people are blessed, people's lives are changed, and people believe they're bound for heaven because of this seed of Abraham. Secondly, he is descended from King David. We can see that in the family tree. And there was a promise given to David in 2 Samuel that your house and kingdom will endure forever before me, and your throne will be established forever. But the problem was that 600 years before Jesus was born, the last king and last descendant of David, King Zedekiah, was dethroned. And there hadn't been a descendant upon David from the throne of Israel since that time. But Jesus is a king who rules. He doesn't rule over a country, but he rules over people's hearts. His kingdom isn't a kingdom you can see like a United Kingdom. It's a kingdom that is within as he rules within people. And he was that great descendant who continues to rule, and his kingdom will never end. We'll come into the new heaven and the new earth. Third thing promised by Jesus, which we see in Matthew, is that he was born of a virgin. Back in Isaiah chapter 7, it says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And the story of Mary, who had never been with a man, giving birth to a son. It shows that he is a son who's different. He has no earthly father. His father is God. Joseph was just like a stepfather caring for him. But the real father is the God of heaven. And that's a great claim that Jesus makes. You can never say that Jesus is just like another religious leader, because Jesus claims to be God, the Son of God. And either he's right, or he's a lunatic, or indeed he's someone who's very deceptive. And we need to look at him and see what we believe he is. Fourthly, he was born in Bethlehem. In Micah chapter 5 it says, but you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, though you're small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. And this was the scripture when the wise men came to see Herod that the scribes turned to say that the Messiah, the king, would be born in Bethlehem. A little backwater place. It was not a significant place at that time. It was famous for being where indeed David came from. But Mary and Joseph, it was designed that they would go there. God had put it in place that this census would take place, this taxing would take place, and they'd have to go to Bethlehem. And it's important that he was born in Bethlehem to fulfill scripture, and also to prove that he was this descendant of David. Fifthly, the Old Testament prophesies how he would be preserved from death. In Jeremiah chapter 31, it speaks about a voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because her children are no more. A prophecy about King Herod killing all the children, the babies in Bethlehem. But then Hosea 11 speaks, and Matthew refers to this, which says, and out of Egypt I called my son. Jesus was taken to Egypt for a time as guided by the angel, and then he came to fulfill the prophecy. He would come back and overthrow Herod's schemes. And finally, number six, he is a resident in Galilee. Galilee was seen as very much a second-class area in Israel. It would be expected that a new king, a Messiah, would live around Jerusalem. But Jesus went to live in Nazareth, and then he was based in Capernaum. And then it says in the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 9, "Nevertheless, there be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but the future he will honour Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." And Jesus chose a place, or God had chosen before, that he would live in a place where Jews were treated as second-class citizens. Their accent was talked. They talked funny. Maybe they were like the County Antrim of Israel. They talked funny. Their accent was different. They weren't seen as being sophisticated. Yet Jesus mixed among that to prove that he is the one who's come, not for the sophisticated, not for the ones who have it all made. He's come to help those who are needy. Not just needy physically and materially, but more importantly, needy spiritually. And these six prophecies, he'd be descended from Abraham, descended from King David, born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem, preserved from death, resident Galilee. Prophecies made between 500 and 2,000 years before Jesus was born. Is this just coincidence? Is it all just made up? Or does this prove? This proves that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the promised Savior. Friends, we have to decide, is it a sham or if it is real? And if it is real, the only consequence we can have is to trust in Jesus as our Savior, as our Lord, to bow before him as our great King, to know his power into our lives. And when that has happened, to make him known to the world around us.